Right. I want to discuss about our way to attain liberation or enlightenment. When you study Buddhism, through teaching, reading scriptures, it looks like Buddhists had some special way of thinking, by which we attain liberation. If we understand Buddhism, and if we take the Buddhist standpoint, Buddhist way of thinking, that is a way to attain liberation. Do you hear me? Okay. Most people may understand in this way. If so, there will not be no need to practice present. But it is necessary. And why it is so, is the point of my talk, discussing tonight. When the sixth patriarch attained the enlightenment, his teacher, Koni, thought it may be dangerous for him to accept disciples because of the situation of the world at that time, situation of the country at that time, when China was culturally divided into South and North and South. And partly because the sixth patriarch was unknown disciple. He was just one of the many disciples. While Jinshu, the head of the group, was very famous. And if people know that the sixth patriarch, the Jinshu, the Fenan, received the transmission from the fifth patriarch and become sixth patriarch, some people may angry with him. So he segregated himself in Sichuan, and he worked with fishermen. And when he appeared for the first time in some temple, there were several disciples who were discussing, seeing the flag, whether the wind seeing flag what do you say? Flapping? Waving by the wind. Some people and some disciples say, because wind blows the flag is waving. Some said, because flag is waving, so we know that the wind is blowing. And they are arguing about it. Actually, maybe it means that the flag may be, it's one of ourselves, and the wind may be our objective world or our surroundings. Because, surrounding is not good, we are not so good. Or, because we are not so good, we will make our surrounding, which is not so good. Now, there may be two ways of understanding of our life. They have been in dispute for a pretty long time. And the sixth patriarch appeared and were listening to them and said, because of the flag or because of the wind, we see the flag is waving. But because of our mind, flag is waving and wind is blowing. That was six answer for that. And he has said, very definitely, he said so. So they thought he may be a great Zen master. And he, that was the beginning of his life as a Zen master. There may be, it may be interesting to think about the opinion that flag is waving because of a wind, or that flag is waving, and that wind is because flag is waving, we know that wind is blowing. Or, you know, because our mind is waving, so flag is waving. Actually, in Buddhism we have this kind of three understanding. Actually, as the sixth Patriarch said, the two opinions because of our surrounding, or because of our environment, or because of the society, we change. Or because if we are strong enough, we can change our surrounding. This is true. And what the sixth Patriarch said in Buddhism, as the sixth Patriarch said, actually, we in Buddhism we do not discuss anything which is which has nothing which is nothing appears in our mind. Whatever it is, that thing that exists means that we exist, that we, our mind exists. And our mind, when our mind see something, things start to exist. And this is, you know, there's some reason why we say so. But most people think things exist, whether we observe it or not. Maybe so, but what we discuss is something which has something to do with our mind, to do with ourselves. when we discuss something, objective world, which exists, independent from our mind, it's more scientific discussion, but not religious discussion. Whatever it is, we discuss things as things which have something to do with ourselves. That is Buddhist way of discussing. And that was actually the answer of the sixth Patriarch. Because that flag is waving means our mind is waving. we treat things, understand things as something which is something to do with ourselves. This is actually pretty close, you know, to our final understanding. but that is not complete. We Buddhists or teachers usually give some instruction or lectures according to the audience, you know. And the six patriarchs thought they may not understand if he say something more difficult. So he made it easy. He made his answer easy and explained in that way. I think most people understand. If we attain enlightenment, or if we study Buddhism, you will have some special experience, or you will have some special understanding. So, so-called wisdom is some power of understanding things. If you think in this way, your understanding is nearly the same as the people who were discussing about the flag, waving flag. And if you think, if you train your mind by training, you will have some special power to change your environment. And that is, so-called it, more philosophical understanding of life, more idealistic understanding of things, the kind of idealism. Mind is past. And object is second. But Buddhism is not idealism. according to Dogen Zenji, when we say mind, that is not mind, that is not our mind which observes things. What is our mind is, when we say mind, it means big mind. The small mind to observe things, you know, even though it is it is right, we do not say that it's a big mind. When we say mind, the mind is big mind in which everything happens. And so, waving flag is mind, itself mind. And waving flag includes everything. If so, waving mind is big mind itself. That is, you know, maybe right understanding. And how we attain this kind of mind is practice. If I explain this much, you may, you know, already understand what is our practice, what is Kankata, or what is our everyday life in its true sense. When we say one is all and all is one, you know, that is how things happen in our big mind. This mind is not mind in the other sense. It is, this mind is beyond subjective and objective world. We say, you know, when you eat, you should eat. When you sleep, you should sleep. That is the big mind. That is the selflessness. And best way to get rid of small mind is just to, you know, sleep when you should sleep. Just get up when you should get up, without hesitation. Do you understand? In monastery, the basic practice is, you know, to follow people. Follow waves and drive waves. And that is our wind may follow the wave of the wind. And at the same time, wind drive. So, if so, wind and flag. Moves, you know, at the same time. And that movement includes everything, related to various movements in this world, in this cosmic world. That is actually to realize the true activity of true mind. If you go to the master, you will see the big notice. Dojo Daishi Ichinyo. Dojo Daishi Ichinyo. That is Chinese and Japanese. Whatever you do, you should do with people. At the same time, that is the case. basic practice. When they sit, you sit. So Zazen practice is not actually. We do not practice Zazen just to attain enlightenment, but to practice Zazen itself is the realization of the truth. And to realize this point, we practice Zazen. To get up, you know, when you hear the bell, you know, is the most important practice for us. The moment you hear the bell, you should get up. And you shouldn't hesitate two minutes or 3 minutes. You shouldn't stop alarm. Okay? If you do so, you are not practicing our way. But this is not, you know, run into a wall. Run into door. As I have in my room 3 mats. At first, to enjoy the special room of 3 tatamis, I slept this way, using all 3 mats. I am giant, you know, like a giant. I stretched using all three hatangi. But if I do so, I have to sleep. East and west, like this. And someone tell me, someone, that is not so good. You should sleep this way, south and north. You know. So I changed my way of sleeping. Last night, you know, I got up. Oh, this is my habit. You know. If alarm, or if I get up, immediately I wake up, I get up. And I lost my legs. Usually, if I get up and walk this way, I rest. But last night, run into my lamp. That was not so good, but you know, this kind of habit, you know, is usually it is good, but sometimes it is not so good. Without hesitation, you must be able to do something without hesitation. Even though it is cold, you should be able to get up, and sweep the garden, or clean the garden, with your habit. When the garden is very frosty, you know, you may hesitate, you know, to work. on the garden without tabis or without sandals. In winter, winter time, we do not, you know, we small disciples do not use sandals. But summertime we use something. We have to wear something. But nowadays, we don't even in monastery. But we do not wear tabis. Why we do so is to have some habit of doing something without hesitation. Whatever it is, you should be able to eat it. You shouldn't say this is good or this is bad. And if you, you know, eat it, and if you decide to eat it, everything tastes good. Before you eat it, you don't like it. But if you start to chew it up, then everything has some good, its own taste. which is very good. This kind of practice is based on the teaching to do something with people without not much self-centered idea. Without not much discrimination. Then your manner will change and your countenance will change. And your face will change. We say, when you are young, your face is given to, was given by your parents. But after 40, you know, your face is will be given to you by your practice. If you continue a good practice, you will have a generous happy face. If you don't practice our way, you will become more and more nervous. You will be very mean 5 hour man. You know. That is why we practice our way and to be a good father, a good mother, or a good teacher. And we say, after 40, we should not have sorrow. We should not, you know, have sorrow. We should forget all about our weeping. If he has, you know, weeping after 40, he will be a kind of fool, we say. It means that we have accomplished selflessness before we become 40. And without any weapon, without anything to rely on, we should be able to manage our life. But usually, you know, when we cannot work properly, we cannot do something properly because of the old age, we stick to some teaching. And we talk about too many things like me. That is not so good. Without, you know, saying anything, we should be able to communicate with each other. That is the best way to accomplish something good. Not by words, not by rules, or not by teaching. We should be able to accomplish things, especially when you become over 40 years. If you have some questions, please ask me.